The first stage of the plan was a complete success,
Jace told the three fellow conspirators who had gathered in his office for the debriefing.
I think we should celebrate with a drink.
I agree, the director said. Master Nosterol, we have some Doran Pleach.
A gracious offer, but I will decline.
Suit yourself, the director said with a shrug. Theron, what's your preference?
I don't have any Krygi here in the office, Jace said with a smile. But I've got some of that Corellian reserve I told you about.
Sounds good,
Theron replied. It had been 5 days since he and Nosterol had leapt off the edge of the exploding ODCC building. They'd spent the first 3 of those days waiting on Zyost after local authorities closed all the spaceports and temporarily barred any civilian ships from landing on or leaving the planet. Not that Theron had minded at the time. He spent the days convalescing, while Nosterol made some discreet inquiries into the Imperial investigations. Fortunately, the ZLF had been all too happy to claim responsibility for the attack, even though they'd actually had nothing to do with it. Its members were eager to take the credit for striking a blow against the hated Empire. With the Imperials focused on hunting down the ZLF members responsible, it was simple enough for Theron and Nosterol to leave once the spaceports reopened.
Bad luck for any members who get caught, though, Theron had thought at the time.
But the fate of a small group of radical anti-Imperials on Zyost wasn't something he could afford to worry about. After leaving Zyost, they'd returned directly to Coruscant to deliver the Cipher Core to Jace, who had promptly turned it over to the Director and SIS. Now, 2 days later, Theron and his partner were in the Supreme Commander's office, being waited on by 2 of the most important men in the Republic.
We've already intercepted several key Imperial transmissions, the Director said, bringing Theron's drink over to him once Jace was done pouring it. It appears they're ramping up their military presence in several contested sectors.
Theron took a sip of his drink before speaking, savoring the warm, sweet liquid as it traced its way down his throat.
If SIS is careful, we could use the intel to our advantage, without the Empire ever suspecting we're listening in on their encrypted messages.
Sounds risky, Jace warned. We're closer to stopping the Ascended Spear than we've ever been. I'm not going to let it slip through our fingers because we got greedy.
SIS knows how to be discreet, the director assured him. Give the analytics team access to those transmissions. Let us run our scenarios. I'm sure we'll find something we can exploit without tipping anyone off.
Jace was still reluctant.
What do you think, Master Nosterol?
A tool is of no use if you never pick it up.
Master Zhou couldn't have said it better himself,
Theron thought, raising a glass to his dearly departed friend before taking another sip of the delicious brandy.
I promise we won't act on anything without your approval,
the director added.
Looks like I'm outnumbered, Jace said with a smile. Just be careful, and don't forget what we're really looking for. We've moved into phase 2 of our plan, he declared. We monitor the Imperial transmissions and wait for the Spear to send word that it's coming into port.